Welcome to the J2W Project. It is the journey to holiness. It is your way to find personal holiness through God's holiness. Well, you're now at week 43 of the journey, and at this juncture, you're going to find that we're now learning how to employ God's power for our problems. This week's anchor of holiness that I'd like to give to you says that you have to relax, refresh, and recall Bible scriptures at least twice a day. This action will serve as a filling station when you feel drained by life circumstances. Invariably, there are going to be days when you feel simply drained. Well, I would like to get you to get to the point, as we've been teaching you along, to learn to relax and then learn to refresh. But here's the third component along that line. Learn to recall biblical scriptures at least twice a day. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? Well, if you really want to learn how to become successful, you have to employ the tools to be successful. You have to determine when those twice a day times will be. Will it be morning and afternoon? Will it be for your mid-break in the morning, or will it be in the afternoon? Will it be breakfast, or will it be lunch, or maybe even lunchtime or dinner time? You can do it simply twice a day, thinking about times that you can actually recall the scriptures. This is going to give you an opportunity to have your spirit refilled when you feel drained from life circumstances. In fact, I submit to you that it is when you feel drained by life circumstances, it's when you really need to spend a little bit more time in the Bible beyond your regular time. Well, let's look at a very interesting scripture that I found, which was in Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. This was so rewarding in terms of helping you learn how to reflect on, refresh, relax, and recall scriptures as you become spiritually filled. If you look at chapter 3 of Colossians, verse 16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." And look at verse 17, which is very exciting. It says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him and the Father by him." Well, seems like the key here to this week's anchor of holiness is that you're going to let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. And the only way that you can do that, I submit, is that you lay aside a time, and that you lay aside the problem, and that you set aside a time at least twice a day to recall the words of Christ. Listen to and think of the scripture as you began to. Now, what I like about this, the word of Christ can easily be done in psalms, in hymns, or in spiritual songs. So the reality, not only couldn't you just read the word of God, you can also listen to songs that are filled with the inspiration of the Word of God. And so whenever you can find an opportunity to recall biblical scriptures, this is going to be the way to fill up. So the point of the matter is, you're going to take time to remember that each time you feel drained, each time life circumstances have become so overwhelming, you've got to make a point, just as you would in your own vehicle. Whenever you see it getting to the E zone and to the E mark, you rapidly pull into a fill station to be refilled. And it's just the same simplicity that you're going to do with your spiritual life when you feel drained. When you feel, and only you will know that point, when you're getting to the point of being drained or being emptied by life circumstances, it's going to be up to you to use wisdom to pull into the spiritual filling station, which is biblical scriptures and the Word of God, to refill you so that this draining aspect will no longer take control. In order to overcome life problems, you must make a habit of holding fast to God's Word, because it is the only thing that's going to bring refreshing. And so the step that I'd like for you to do is to get to a point of introspection where you'll be honest enough to say, something, someone, or some situation is draining me. And when you've gotten to that point of personal confession, that will then be the clue and the clear sign that that's when you need to go to the Word of the Lord to spend time finding out, what does His Word say for you? I promise you that you'll be so overwhelmed with joy and excitement and merriment when you understand that just in a matter of a moment of listening to a spiritual song or hearing the Word of God and praying or even reading the Bible, each of those ways, as thought about here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, you will be surprised at how it will perk you up. And so you can be refreshed and you can get a restoration from stress. It's all found in the Word of God. It's not a big deal. It only begins with you making a conscious, committed effort that you are going to spend time filling your spirit with positive things at least twice a day. You can do it. You'll be surprised. It'll be like water to a drying plant. But most importantly, it'll be as a spiritual filling station for when you're feeling leaked out. So you can do it. Make a point. Set aside. What will be your two times of the day that you're actually going to spend time making sure that you recall the Lord's words? You'll be fine. I know you can do it. Just make a point. If you're hearing your spiritual E on your tank, it's time to pull into that spiritual filling station by getting the Word of God in His Bible, through songs, through praises. You can do it. You can make it happen, and your victory is just around the corner.